And here's a poem about my brother, who came to visit the States in 1974. This poem's called Talk to Me, Baby. And then I'll read three more poems to finish. Talk to Me, Baby. I refer to the Boundary Waters. That's a wilderness area in northern Minnesota. A friend at a cocktail party tells me of being on a fishing trip up north and meeting some men from Illinois who showed him how to clean and fillet a fish properly, and of how, when one particular pike was stripped almost clean, almost all of him gone, the jaw with the razory teeth opened and some kind of cry came from the creature, that head on the end of almost no body. And the man with the knife said, "Talk to me, baby." Up in the Boundary Waters last weekend, I hooked a trout, my first, and played him. I got into the shallows and tried to raise him. And the girls got down into the water with my leather hat. We hadn't brought a net. And I was yelling, "I've got a fish! I've got a fish!" out into the evening. And the girls tried to get him into the hat, and did once. But then he was out again, a wriggle, a flap. That fish jumped out of my hat. And the line gone loose, jerked, snapped. And he was back in the water, the hook in him. And he didn't turn into a glimmering girl like he did for young Willie Yates. Nor was he a Jesus like for Lawrence. He just drifted head down near the shallows, huge, the huge hook in him. And Lewis and Phil came up in the other canoe, and we got the flashlight on him and tried to get hold of him. But then somehow we lost him drifting about. He was not there, but gone somewhere deeper into the water, every minute darker, my hook in him. I hooked five or six snags after that, yelling each time that each one was a fish bigger than the last. But I brought nothing living up. And the other canoe went ghostly on the water, silvery, like a dish with two quiet eggs in it. And the pines were massed, dark, and stood and smelled strong like a bodyguard of dried fish. Breathing, my brother in my house, and breathing, his wife beside him. Breathing, my brother in America, his body in my bed, her body. Their tent, the color of the sun in my garden, and they are riding west. And both of us riding west, brother, since we swam out of the father, heading 6 years apart the same way. The dog stares at me, not knowing why I have not fed him. The cat crying to come in. Whom we feed sustain us. Who need us, we keep breathing for. I've seen you at supper with friends, put your hands to the guitar strings and bring strong music out. Seen you sit and pick out a tune on the piano on a friend's penny whistle. To hold an instrument, to play. To hold a pen, to write. To do as little harm as possible in the universe. To help all traveling people west, west. You are not alone, not ever. We all go with you. Only the body stays behind. When I stand on my island, a Napoleon, one hand nailed to my chest, the writing hand. When I can only stare at the ocean, at the birds running and turning against the light. When I am the Illinois man and his kind. Talk to me, baby. The one with the knife inside sometimes. The one you may meet on your travels, the one behind you in the line to get on the bus, the one arranging a deal in a phone booth as you drive past. When I become that thing I sometimes become, I will go into the green of this visit, the green you asked me to try to see after my earlier, darker poems for you. And this the fourth one, darker than I meant since the man with the knife swam into it. Oh, when that killer stands over our city, our sleeping and loving places, tent, canoe, cabin of sweet people, I will hear with your ears the songs of the birds of the new world that so quicken you, and look for their wings that flame and flash there, there, among the leaves and branches. Too often I have wanted to slip away, the hook in me, to roll off the bed and into the dark waters under it, to drift head down, hide, hide the hook in me, to roll in the wet ashes of the father, wet with the death of the father, and not try to burn my way upward, the sun rising. I swear to you now, I will survive, rise up, and chant my way through these losses. And you, brother, whatever that is, same blood, you who swim in the same waters, you promise me to make your music too, whatever the hurt. Or when we are almost only mouth, when we are almost only a head stuck on the pole of the body, and the man with the knife says, talk to me, baby. Let's refuse him, brother, both, all of us, and striking the spine like an instrument inside, like birds with even the body broken, our feathers fiery, there, among the leaves and branches. Make no sound, he will know. Like birds, my brother, birds of the new world, sing. Thank you very much.